two-minute drill from Points of Truth Ministries of Crusade Church.
1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Suppose you're the devil. You're the enemy of God, and you want to kill him, but you can't. However, he has this ridiculous weakness of creating and loving human beings whom you can get at. Aha! Now you've got hostages. So you simply come down into the world, corrupt humankind, and drag some of them to hell. When God sends prophets to enlighten them, you kill the prophets. Then God does the most foolish thing of all. He sends his own son, and he plays by the rules of the world. You say to yourself, "I can't believe it. He's that stupid? Has love addled his brains?" All I have to do is inspire some of my agents, Herod, Pilate, Caiaphas, the Roman soldiers, and get him crucified. And that's what you do. So there he hangs on the cross, forsaken by man and seemingly by God, bleeding to death and crying, my God, why have you forsaken me?" What do you feel now as the devil? You feel triumph and vindication. But of course, you couldn't be more wrong. The devil's party was about to begin when he heard Jesus say, "Father, forgive them, for they don't understand what they're doing." And then Jesus said, "Father, receive my spirit. It is finished." The devil must have wondered, "I thought God had forsaken him. They killed him. How can he forgive them? What does he mean, it is finished?" Jesus turned tragedy into triumph and was saying to the devil, "You are finished."
For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.